Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here on Aloha Friday. Once again, sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with each and every one of you. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. I know it's Aloha Friday, weekend's here. Hallelujah, we made it. My brothers and sisters, we made it through another week. But you know what? Sunday's coming. And before I go any further, I want to give a shout out to anyone who's hearing this recording tonight. On Sunday at 10 a.m. at Life Church Kailua, 355 North Kainala Drive, Apostle Greg Hood of the International Holiness Pentecostal Church, IHPC, is going to be giving a powerful message on Pentecost. And I believe it is going to be life-changing for those that will be in that sanctuary. That's 10 a.m. on Sunday, 355 North Kainalu Drive. That's in Kailua. It's Life Church with Apostle Greg Hood preaching about the day of Pentecost. Amen. I'd like to give a shout out to our wonderful sisters last night at the Windward facility, all 15 of you. Just thank you so much for sharing your hearts and just coming with a spirit of worship to have a one-on-one encounter with Jesus. I was speaking prophetically to a few women last night, and at the end of service, I did mention that there was someone in the room. The Lord had put a sense about me that there was someone who was in a discussion, an argument. There was a situation between a mother and a daughter, and they were at odds ends, and for whatever reason, that was the situation that it was. And I also spoke that there was someone who had an internal thing going on, a sickness or a malady or something. They weren't feeling right, and the doctors and the nurses at the facility weren't giving them the right information. And I said, not to rely on the word of man, but rely on the healer of all healers, Jesus Christ. Pray to him for your healing. And there was another thing the Lord had put upon my heart, was there was someone going to court for a hearing of some sort, and they had the confidence of the Lord, but I was there to reassure them that the Lord was still in control. Don't believe what the attorneys are saying, but believe in God who is still in control, and to be still. And I just said that because that's what the Lord put on my heart. You know, you get to a point in your life, my brothers and my sisters, when you know the voice of the Lord, when you know that God is talking to you. And that's not being saying I'm more holy than anybody else, but when you live in obedience, when your focus is on bringing the lost to the cross at any cost. Thank you, Pastor Barry Naone, Door of Faith in Nanakuli on Haleakala Avenue, for giving us that. Bring the lost to the cross at any cost. So when you're focusing on how to build the kingdom, when you're not focused on how to build a church, when you're not focused on how to generate revenues, when you're not focused on how to create more programs to keep busy, but when you're focused on building the kingdom, of bringing the lost to the cross, of saving souls and saving them from eternal damnation and the fires of hell, you know, the Lord might open your ears for you, and he just might speak to you every now and then. And so I was so blessed that I felt that inclination, that urging coming from the Lord, and I shared that. Well, we went in to have a wonderful service last night. After the praise and worship and our closing prayer, I had three women come up to me. I said, Brother Bulla, Pastor Bulla, that thing about the daughter, that was me. Three ladies had a situation going on. I had another lady come up and says, I am going to court tomorrow, and I have my full faith in the Lord and not in my attorneys. And I told my attorneys that God will prevail. Hallelujah. And, you know, that's just confirmation that when you feel the spirit of the Lord in you, when you feel so moved, don't restrict it to yourself. Share it with others. You don't know who it might be impacting. For although we're saved by the blood of the Lamb, it's the power of the testimony of our mouths that will help build the kingdom. But that was at WCCC last night. Just a wonderful time there. Thank you so much to the staff for all of their help and their coordination. To our brothers out in Halava, we had a great Wednesday night service. I don't believe Pastor Scott was able to get out there today. He had something that came up suddenly. I'm so sorry for that, but we're going to see you guys next week. To our brothers at FDC, man, I'm going to be pounding the drums, literally, at that front door to get to see you this Sunday. So I look forward to that. Sister Lynette looks forward to that. Old Triple C, we are building our team up, my brothers and my sisters. You know, last week, I believe there were about 80 of you that heard the word between the modules we were able to visit. This Saturday afternoon, we're coming back in with our team, and we're building that team up. We also have our video visitation with our brothers in Saguaro. That's going to be in the morning, and in the afternoon, we'll be in OCCC. And we'll be coming back Saturday evening to spend some time in Annex 1 also. Sunday, of course, is FDC. But, you know, Lau Maka, my brothers in Lau Maka, you are neither forsaken nor forgotten. And stop having the pity party. Here is your shout-out to Lau Maka, Mr. Michael Brewer. Flash those white teeth of yours. And Brother Sai, we're just so excited to be able to see you in church every Sunday. And to all of our other brothers out there, keep up the good work. And it's iron sharpens iron, as we always say. You know, the Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry. It has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated, to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in all of the facilities on Oahu and even in Saguaro, Arizona. Mahalo to those who have joined us this evening. Feel free to check out our website, www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our programs in a podcast format for you to download for your listening enjoyment at a later time. Or you can listen tonight to the show, or you can listen at any time by clicking on to the links. We also have a Facebook page for those of you on the social media wave, and that name of that page is Free Inside Ministry. And our email account is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Drop me a line, send me a suggestion if you could, or just let me know if this program has touched you, if it's reached out to you, if it's touched any of those loved ones, or if our visit to any of the facilities or to Saguaro, we're able to meet any of your loved ones. We love the encouraging word. You know, and if you'd like to help and support our ministry financially, please go to our website, www.freeinsideministry.org, and go to the donation tab. And we'd love the support to keep putting our ministry in the front of all those that are incarcerated. And we're planning for a wonderful return trip to Saguaro in the fall, where we're going to have an opportunity to probably do a baptismal service there with our brothers there. And we're looking so forward to that. Our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for hope and a future. And it goes on to say in verses 12 and 14 in chapter 29 of Jeremiah, in those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land. To me, that's a pretty powerful message. Once again, mahalo for tuning into 99.5 FM, The Word. This is Free Inside Ministry. We're on Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 p.m. Now, tonight, my brothers and sisters, my beloved, I just want to thank you for all those who are faithfully tuning in. You know, it's such a blessing and a privilege to have this radio show, to have this ministry, to reach out to those that are incarcerated, but also to those that are broken and lost. And like we say to our brothers and sisters who are behind bars, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. I know a lot of my brethren who are behind the walls of prison, who are more free than those that are walking the streets of downtown Honolulu and Waikiki. He who the sun sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're so blessed to be with you this evening. Thank you for tuning in. Now, tonight, I wanted to share a story with you, and it's pretty one of the probably the most incredible stories you have ever heard. And anyone, even who is not a believer, has a very hard time grasping the concept of this story. And there are some believers that have a challenge when this story is told, but it is in the Bible. It is the truth. It is from the book that is the authorized, infallible, inerrant, and inspired Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Some people will say that's for the basic instructions before leaving Earth. I tend to call the Bible the book of connection, correction, and direction. And if you need an answer to a problem or a situation or something you're going through, I highly, highly, highly recommend opening the Bible. It's not there to sit on the coffee table and look pretty. It's actually a book that's going to help you change your life. My brothers and my sisters, you know, I tell you this all the time. I believe that the world has put you where you're at. Amen. I believe that you're sitting in a situation right now, that you're sitting somewhere right now. And I think that is a byproduct of a lot of different elements or factors coming into play. But I believe that the world has put you there and all the trappings of the world. But I believe to the core of my heart, to the very core and essence of my DNA, that the word of God will deliver you. Now, if you believe that the world will deliver you from where the world had put you, that might not happen. Because you know the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again, but expecting a different result. It ain't going to happen. Let me be the first to tell you. But I believe if the world puts you there, I believe the word can deliver you. Because if you think the world is going to get you out of prison, don't worry, you're going to end up back there again. I'll see you again shortly. I don't know when, I don't know how. And it's not a matter of time. It's just a matter if it's going to happen. Because there has been no change in the patterns or conditions of behavior that brought you there. But I wanted to talk to you about a situation, and it's a story in the Bible, and it's about Lazarus. Now, this is probably one of the greater things that has ever been accomplished in anywhere in recorded history. A man was brought back to life from the dead. I'm going to be in the book of John. That's in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, one of the four synoptic gospels in the New Testament. I'd like to be reading this to you if you'd like to follow along with your sword. I do have the Jesus book, but I'm going to be sharing this story for those of you who don't have this, your sword with you, out of the New King James Version. If you will, my brothers and my sisters, I'm going to start, and please read along. Now, a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sister sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. Now when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. Wait, time out. Jesus loved them. Jesus knew them. Jesus knew Lazarus sick, but he still stayed two more days until he left. Well, that's going to be very interesting. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. And the disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going there again? And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. Then his disciples said, Lord, but if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought he was speaking about taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Then Thomas, who is called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said to her, this is one of the greatest quotes, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world." And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for you." As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha had met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, "She is going to the tomb to weep there." Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if it had been here, my brother would not have died." This is the same thing that Martha had said to him earlier, isn't it? "But therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled." Sometimes when we pray out to God, when everything's piling up around us, when the walls are getting tight, when the pressure's too much, we can't even speak. And sometimes when we pray, it's a groan. But you know what? God hears your groans. God knows your pain. Amen? Amen. But in verse 34, he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Verse 35, Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he said these things, he cried with a loud voice and said, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in him. Amen? Amen. You know, it's interesting. A lot of times we believe in Jesus. Sometimes we have faith in God, but we don't have faith in God's timing. I think that was a situation here with Mary and Martha. I don't for a minute doubt that they did not have faith in the everlasting God. It's just I think they didn't have too much faith in God's timing. You know, and they felt let down because, you know, it's like when you know somebody, you think you got some pool, right? It's like, oh, man, we know Jesus. He's going to come quick. Yeah, he's going to come right away. And he waits 2 more days while their brother has died. And both of them say, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." You know, that's when Jesus talks about the resurrection. You know, it's funny because a lot of times we're going to look upon the Lord and we're going to look at our situation and we don't understand what's going on, you see, but our thoughts are not his thoughts. Amen? You know, in the Jesus book, and I'll just go over some of this. We'll get to the part when Jesus, verse 17. Then when Jesus go Bethany, he would find out that Lazarus would stay inside the grave for 4 days already. Now Bethany stay not too far from Jerusalem, eh? Not even 2 miles, I think, but plenty of kind Jewish people to go come for Kukua, Martha and Mary, because the brother went mocky already. And so in verse 21, Martha go tell Jesus, "Boss, if you was here, my brother know when mocky. But I know that even now, God gonna do whatever you ask him for do." Very pivotal sentence and verse right here. In verse 22 in chapter 11, "But I know that even now, God going do whatever you ask him for do." She acknowledges the power of Jesus and his relationship with God. Jesus tell her, "Your brother going to come back alive again." You know, he told her right there. Down in verse 28, after Martha went say that, she go back by her sister Mary. They talk where nobody can hear what they say. And she go say, "Hey, the teacher when come, he let go see you." So when Mary go hear that, she get up quickly and go outside where Jesus go stay. You know, Jesus, he never come all the way inside the town yet, but he stay outside the place where Martha went meet him. So now the Jewish people stay inside the house with Martha. For Kukua her, they go up with her and go outside. they all go upside too, and they go think she going to the grave for now, go cry over there over Lazarus. Then Mary, when come where Jesus stay, and she go see him, she go down in front of his feet and say, boss, if you see him, my brother know and mock you. When Jesus go see her crying, and the Jewish people who was with her crying too, he come all bada and funny kind inside. He said, where you guys going to go bury him? She go, come see over here. Jesus, he go cry. Jesus, and the Jewish people go see him crying. Say, look how much plenty, love, and the Lord he get for Lazarus. He stay crying. But some of them go say, hey, this the guy that make the blind guy go see. How come he don't make Lazarus come good so he don't mock it? I don't know. One more time, Jesus come all funny kind inside. He go to the cave where they went bury Lazarus. Had on big stone covering the front of the cave so nobody can go inside. So Jesus say, hey, take away the big stone. Martha, the market guy's sister, she go say, oh, wait, boss. He market 4 days already. Gonna get bad smell inside there. Jesus tell her, I'm gonna tell you already, if you trust God, you're gonna find out how awesome he stay, yeah? Then some guys gonna take the stone away from the puka, and Jesus go look up to the sky and say, Father, mahalo plenty, yeah? You ain't listen to me. I know that every time you listen to me, but I went say that so they gonna believe me that you ain't send me here. After he say that, he talk real loud, go say, Lazarus, come out of there. The market die dead guy, he come outside now. He get bandaged for market guys around his hands and feet, get more another bandage there around his face. Jesus say, hey, him out a bandage from his face, let him go. Right there, plenty Jewish people that went come for Cuckoo and Mary. See all the kind of stuff Jesus went do. They now went go trust him. You see, that's what I wanted to share today. There are signs and miracles around us every day. You know, and it's just, you got to realize, you know, I get plenty of guys out there, and brothers, you know who I'm talking to. Remember when he was growing up, your father said, no cry, only girls cry. You know, you cannot show that you're weak. You got to show that you're strong. I want to tell you something, my brothers. I cry every day, man. I cry going to work by God's mercy and grace he's given me to be alive one more day. I cry when I see the wonderful things in nature, when I see beautiful rainbows, when I see sun streaks coming through the cloud early in the morning while the sun is rising above the clouds. Just like this morning, I know it's the hand of God coming down through the Hawaii Ne, the Aloha State, the 808. I cry. I cry in pure amazement. I cry in wonder. I cry in grief when I have a friend or a close brother or sister that's going through a hard time. You know what? If Jesus could weep, if David could weep for his words, by the grace of God, I can cry too. You know what? I don't have to hold it in. Why do I hold it in? I've got nothing to hide. I live the walk. I walk the talk. And you know what? If Jesus wept, I believe I can weep too. And I don't care about being all macho and stuff because you know what? All I do is live to serve my God. But you see, Jesus wept because he knew the pain. He knew the grief that they were going through. But you see, the miracle was, I don't think the miracle was bringing Lazarus from the dead. I think the miracle was having the people there just to observe. Like Jesus said, if he was sick and I healed him, that wouldn't mean nothing. I wait for the bugger to die. And 4 days, the reason he waited 4 days is because it's a guarantee. Garen's but burns, the bugger is dead. If the first day gonna say, oh, maybe he just took a nap. 4 days later, if get one stink around there. You know how fish is after the fish go make. 4 days later, that fish gonna be stink, you know. But it's the raising of Lazarus, bringing him back from death. Jesus showed his disciples and the world that God has power over death. God has power over sin. Many believe that Jesus was the Son of God. They put their faith in him after seeing this miracle. And it's absolutely essential for our Christian brothers and sisters to believe in the resurrection of the dead. You see, it's in this story of Lazarus that Jesus speaks one of the most powerful messages. Whoever believes in me, Jesus Christ, receives spiritual life that even physical death cannot take away. Jesus had compassion for his people. Jesus had compassion for his followers. Even though he knew that Lazarus would live, he was still moved to tears to weep with the ones he loved. He cared about their sorrow. He shared in their sorrow. He was not timid to show any emotion, and we should not be ashamed to express our true feelings to God. Like Martha and Mary, we can be transparent with God because he truly does care for us. You know, oftentimes we look at our situation and we think that, oh, if God loved me, he wouldn't let me get this bad off. You know, many times we wait for God in our situation and wonder why he doesn't respond more quickly. Like I said in the beginning of this program, I believe we all have faith in God, but I don't think we have faith in God's timing, because it's time and time again we doubt what God has us doing, where we're doing it, and where we're going with it. But you see, God allows our situation to go from bad to worse because he's planning to do something powerful and wonderful. He has a purpose that will bring even greater glory to God. Like I said before, my brothers and sisters, you know, how can you have the greatest comeback in your life without having the greatest setback in your life? God's going to turn that trial into a triumph. You're going to become the victor, not the victim. And he's going to take your mess into a message. You know, it's your test that becomes the testimony of God's glory. And you remember, it's not your story, it's his story. So then it becomes his story. Amen? Amen. Sometimes, my brothers and my sisters, I know you're sitting there. I know you feel like God is delaying too long. He never answers you. But just trust in the breakthrough that's right around the corner. You have to trust God not only in the anticipation, but also in the delay. The story of Lazarus, my brothers and my sisters, your situation could not be any worse than his. If you're listening to this radio program tonight, you're not dead. You're still alive. You still have air in your lungs. Trust that God has a purpose for your trial and your tribulation, and that he will bring glory not to you, but to himself through it. You know, that's what we need to look at, my brothers and my sisters. We have to look at our situation not as how we see it, but as how God sees it and how God's going to return that for his glory. You know, the one thing that we have to know, that God is always with us. God is with us every step of the way. He's put those steps in our path right before us. He loves us. He loves us with a passion. He weeps for us when we weep. He feels our pain. Reach out to Daddy tonight. Reach out to Abba Father. Tell him, Pops, God, Abba Father, I need help. I need you. I can't do this on my own anymore. I need a change. I want you to change my life.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.